The Iran story pulls hard. But while that was dominating the feed, Ukraine hit the Rosneft-Ryazan oil refinery, one of Russia's largest, and a Wildberries e-commerce logistics hub in the same drone operation. The Ryazan refinery is roughly 200 kilometers from Moscow, and it is a major diesel and jet fuel processor. Setting it on fire matters not just symbolically, but operationally. Russia's domestic fuel supply is already under strain from months of sustained strikes on refining capacity.
The Wildberries strikes are a separate strategic thread. Wildberries is Russia's largest e-commerce company, but Ukraine has been targeting it specifically because its logistics network overlaps with military supply chains. When you hit a warehouse that is moving both consumer electronics and military procurement components through the same distribution system, you are not hitting a civilian target. You are hitting dual-use infrastructure that Russia has intentionally blurred. Ukraine's legal and strategic argument there is actually fairly solid under the laws of armed conflict.
What connects the Ukraine story to the broader news today is the fracturing Western alliance. The U.S. walked out of a U.N. Security Council session after France's ambassador compared American human rights conduct to North Korea and other authoritarian states. That is France, a NATO ally, a permanent member of the Security Council, making that comparison publicly, and the U.S. responding not by arguing back, but by physically leaving the room. That is diplomatic escalation through withdrawal rather than engagement.
The rupture between Washington and Paris is deeper than one speech. France has been consistently more critical than other NATO members about U.S. policy on everything from the ICC warrant to immigration enforcement. When allies start comparing each other to authoritarian states at the Security Council table, the institutional architecture that made collective Western action on Ukraine possible starts to develop structural cracks.
And that's the pressure that's worth watching. Not whether Ukraine can hit the Ryazan refinery again, but whether the political coalition sustaining Ukrainian military support can hold when NATO's own members are publicly airing this level of grievance at the UN.